During the next year, NPR is looking at and listening to sacred music from around the United States. This song comes from the Gambia by way of St. Louis, Missouri. That's where a local organization is dedicated to exploring the music of contemporary African composers, with a focus on sacred music. For our series, Ecstatic Voices, NPR's Netta Ulabi paid a visit.
The founder of the choral group, Sounds of Africa, is Fred Onologoswoke. He was born in Ghana, brought up in Nigeria, and his choir, here in the heart of the United States, has recorded his arrangements of African sacred music by a composer named Ekole Harcourt White.
He was born 1905, died 1977. He was a leper.
White lived in a leper colony run by the Methodist Church. He formed a choir of those also confined there.
And he composed and wrote for them some of the most moving spiritual music.
Onologoswoke remembers record stores in Nigeria blasting Harcourt White's music from huge outside speakers. He sang in the choir of his Anglican church.
I was a boy soprano from a very, very early age, you know.
Onologoswoke's family was friendly with the local priest and imam. He soaked up what he heard in the church and in the mosque. As a teenager, Onologoswoke became an amateur ethnomusicologist. He traveled around the continent with his Walkman, taping musicians.
Immersing myself in religious ceremonies. We have field recordings from easily 35 African countries.
Now those field recordings help Midwesterners understand the music from Africa they're singing. Rose Fisher is Songs of Africa's assistant director. She's guiding the choir through lyrics in Yoruba, a tonal language from West Africa.
Do that last part. Ire ati anu oluwa wa. Ready, here we go. Ire ati anu oluwa wa. Thank you.
An hour later, they're singing it as part of a service at Pilgrim Congregational Church. Music from Africa can be incredibly challenging for Western singers, says soprano Marlissa Hudson. She recorded music arranged by Fred Onologoswoke. She says none of her classical training prepared her for the complexities of its rhythms.
And you can't count when you're singing that kind of music. So Fred actually danced it for me. As soon as he danced it, it clicked.
Hudson says part of understanding African sacred music for her meant thinking about its colonial context. It's beautiful music with a violent history.
It's the same story of the spirituals.
The music of oppressed people combined with the music of their oppressors.
But within that oppression, much like in the spirituals, even in the depth of the sadness, there's a kernel of what is possible.
This music, born of pain, insists on life, on resilience, on a connection to something beyond human suffering. Part of the power of these hymns come from how they assimilated customs and musical traditions rooted far from Christianity, says Fred Onologoswoke. Melissa Breed Parks is part of his core ensemble. She's wearing a bright yellow robe and embroidered headscarf that don't look to be part of her own faith tradition.
I'm Quaker, and we don't sing or really even talk in our meetings. It's pretty much silent.
Songs of Africa, she says, allows her to express another facet of her spirituality. Here's what Fred Onologoswoke said when I asked him, how do you teach Americans to sing sacred music from Africa?
Well, The same way Africans will sing Mozart motet or whatever, you know. So the thing is, my philosophy of life is that there will be greater peace in the world if we shared of other cultures as much as they share of our own American experience.
To use music to quiet the ghosts of history, by moving the world closer, by celebrating African music and services along with Western hymns, nothing, says Onoloko Suoke, could make music more sacred.
Glory to the Lord and Savior, peace on earth and every nation. Glory to the Lord and Savior, Jesus.
Neda Ulavi, NPR News.
Savior Jesus, our glory, he's the living Lord and Savior Jesus.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.